What is Assignment Interactive Module AIM and HRC? Using the term AIM HRC does not always mean the same thing to everyone. The term is not just for soldiers in the military. It can also be used for a person's personal goals. Whether you're an officer looking for a new assignment or an employee considering a career switch, you have probably heard of Assignment Interactive Module, AIM, or AIM 2.0. The gist of it is to make it easy for AIM to match soldiers with their organizations and provide a fair and equitable match for vacancies. While the aforementioned may seem like a no-brainer, the AIM has not been well received due to its complexity. AIM has six main principles to follow. Its best features include a grade column to allow officers to see which ranks are available in the one-for-one matchmaking. It also has an impressive-looking dashboard to show off some of its bells and whistles. In addition, AIM has a number of other tools to keep you on the right track, including the AIM portal, a portal to the AIM community, and an AIM website. AIM has been a big win for the Army, despite some criticisms from veterans and naysayers. AIM has been the best kept secret of the ACI, despite being touted by ACI leadership as the best solution to a chronic understaffing issue. AIM has also been a key component in the Army's ongoing efforts to improve officer knowledge and alignment with unit needs. AIM has also been a key contributor to the Army's recent turnaround, which has led to a tidal wave of positive change. Having said that, AIM still has a ways to go before it can claim to be the best organization in the Army. The AIM has a small learning curve to navigate, and the aforementioned oh-so-long acronym-laden process can be avoided by enlisting the help of a career coach. This is a great opportunity to engage a knowledgeable professional, who may well be able to recommend the best AIM 2.0 products and services. A good career coach will be able to make your AIM 2.0 experience one to remember. AIM also has a few nifty perks, including a free swag bag with an AIM logo on it. The AIM is a savvy way to improve officer morale and to increase retention and recruiting success while at the same time reducing operational costs. What does assignment mean in the military? The United States Air Force typically assigns enlisted members according to missions, their qualifications, and the airman's personal preferences. In addition, the service considers family life. Several policies regarding families are in place, including the exceptional family member policy, which applies to spouses and children of military members. In addition, the military may defer a member's assignment if there is no suitable base for the member to report to. Generally, first-term airmen will not receive more than two assignments locations during their first 4 years of service. However, the service will consider certain exceptions. If a member is not able to report on an assigned date, the service may postpone his or her service for up to 12 months. During this time, the enlisted member can work on a plan for his or her own care. The humanitarian assignment policy is an exception that allows the Air Force to defer an enlisted member's assignment for a limited number of family members. These family members include parents, spouses, and children. It does not apply to situations in which the member is suffering from a problem that requires a short period of time. The new Marine Corps assignment system is designed to improve transparency, increase available billet openings, and offer greater influence over future assignments. The system is expected to begin rolling out in 2022. In the meantime, officers will continue to follow the current assignments process. The Talent Management 2030 plan emphasizes retention and job satisfaction. It also calls for a marketplace-style assignments process. The goal of the marketplace is to increase retention and create more productive teams. All service branches are advancing towards this model. The Coast Guard has already adopted this system. They operate the web-based assignment system. This system uses a marketplace matching system to match soldiers with positions that match their skills, preference, and availability. The Navy has a similar system. It uses the Assignment Interactive Model 2.0, AIM 2, a web-based application that streamlines communication between soldiers and gaining units. The purpose of the system is to help the U.S. Army HRC place officers. What does AIM stand for in the Army? Developing a creative military is a top priority for the Department of Defense, including innovative technologies, new ways to recruit and retain personnel, and innovation adoption. Specifically, the Department of Defense needs to be ready for what comes next in the face of growing global challenges, including China's economic and military might. One way the Department of Defense is tackling this challenge is by introducing a regulated market-style hiring system powered by the Army's new AIM, or the Army Information Management 2.0. This system is designed to increase transparency and improve the communication between soldiers and commanders. The AIM system is also meant to enhance the officer management process, which will result in more accurate assignment decisions. The Army's AIM system is just one of several initiatives to improve talent management. Another initiative is the Army Talent Alignment Process, which matches officers with organizations based on organizational requirements. Other efforts include the AIM Lite, or AIM 2.0. which features an augmented reality component that displays each assignment in each career field across the Army. Currently, about 90,000 active duty officers are able to log into AIM at any time. Among the many tools on AIM's homepage is a video explaining the AIM's most significant feature, the aptly named Marketplace 101. This short video shows you how to navigate the site, filter information, and find the most relevant information. It also provides tips on sharing your best practices with other units and officers. The most important part of this website is that it is a free service for all Army personnel. You can use the site to make a resume or learn more about the program. The Army's AIM system aspires to be the new face of the Department of Defense by empowering officers and unit leaders to make better assignments and manage their own careers. This consists of a regulated market-style hiring system, a suite of tools for better career management, and the aforementioned AIM Lite. How does the Army Marketplace work? Using a military marketplace is a great way to find better jobs. It also allows you to have more time for your family while in the Army. However, you will need to adjust your preferences before the market closes to ensure that you get the job you want. The process works like a traditional job search website. You input your requirements and rank your preferences. Then, the units can look at your profile and rank you based on your skill set and interests. If you are ranked high, you can interact with your unit to see if they will be interested in you. Most interactions occur via phone or video conference. This is a great opportunity for you to learn more about your unit. You can research the installation, meet with the local leadership, and attend professional development workshops. You can also bid on assignments. You can choose your assignment location based on your desires and rank your options. If there are a number of officers in the market for your chosen position, you will have a higher chance of winning. You can also send your top choices to units. The Army will notify you if your preferences are matched. Then, the unit can contact you and schedule an interview. The process is a little bit confusing at first, but the Army will work to explain the system to you. The main purpose of the marketplace is to increase service member retention. It also makes the assignment process more transparent and fair. It helps to keep good soldiers from leaving the service. The Army also says that the market will provide more career opportunities for enlisted members. The Enlisted Marketplace pilot program will start in the 2021 manning cycle. In the long run, the system will help to consolidate human resources capabilities. It will allow more soldiers to rank their assignments. Some of the assignments are nominative, meaning that they can fill gaps in the force. You can also submit your preferences for assignments in less populated locations. In this case, you may be on the 11th choice. You should spread your preferences out so you will have more options.